track three of... Well, for some of us, the lights will be on. Track three of the intro for Excellence... Excuse me, Acceleration Treatments on January 19th. This next part is sort of a guided meditation on your end of it. I'll be busy doing things. And those are the things we'll be teaching you later. So I'm going to do them sort of out loud, but you don't need to pay attention to them. There'll be two levels of commentary going. There'll be things that I'll be saying full voice that are instructions for you. There'll be things that I'll be saying sotto voce, that I'll be saying sort of under my voice that you can just let the very back part of your mind listen to, but don't worry about them just very much. Just let them sort of happen. Those are things that I'll actually be... That's interesting. That was the first word that came, and I can't get rid of it. Instigating was the word I came up with, but it's true. Those are things that I'll actually be instigating and enforcing energetically. It's an accurate use of the term, though odd. But those are the things I'll be instigating and doing energetically with you while we're working. Primarily, all I need you to do is carry your focus where I direct it. When your mind drifts off, and it will, just bring it back to wherever I'm carrying the focus at that point. When your mind drifts off again, just bring it back. If you find that you've drifted off into arguing with you about whether or not you're drifting off too much, just let that go and just come back to whatever I'm guiding at that point. Probably find this easiest if you let your eyes go closed. If that's not comfortable for you, you can leave your eyes open. Just draw your focus deep inside yourself. So, just letting your eyes go closed, just draw in a long, deep breath till your lungs are full and let that air flow out again. And as you're ready for another breath, let it be a long, deep breath. And this time, as you let the air flow out, imagine it flowing out through your body, as if your body were layers of silk or fabric. If your legs are crossed, I'd appreciate it if you would uncross them at this point. And just let yourself feel normal. Whatever normals felt like lately. Just let yourself feel normal. Whatever normals felt like lately. And in the background of your mind, you can be aware of a stream of energy starting in the planet and flowing up, flowing directly into the bottom of your first chakra, at the bottom of your spine, flooding that first chakra even as it flows right out the top of the first chakra, straight up and into the bottom of the second chakra in your low belly. Flooding that chakra even as it flows straight out the top of the second chakra and up into an energy reservoir above that. Flooding and filling and warming that energy reservoir even as it flows straight out the top of the energy reservoir into the bottom of your third chakra, your solar plexus. Flooding and filling that third chakra. And just bring your focus back to normal. Whatever normals felt like lately. You may have several to choose from. Just pick one. As that energy floods out straight out the top of your third chakra at solar plexus, straight up and into the bottom of your fourth chakra at heart level, as it floods and fills that fourth chakra and flows straight out the top of your fourth chakra at heart level, into your throat, into your fifth chakra at throat level, right in the bottom of that fifth chakra, flooding that chakra, warming it, flowing straight out the top of your fifth chakra and up and into your sixth chakra in the middle of your head, flooding and warming it. Flowing straight out the top of your sixth chakra and up into your seventh chakra at the top of your head, flooding and warming it, flowing straight out the top of your seventh chakra on up and into source. And just bring your focus back to feeling normal, even as you're in the back of your mind aware of a flood of energy from the center of the planet flooding right up through you all the way up and into source. small fragment of your awareness, aware of energy starting in the planet and flowing up through the planet and in through your right foot. And moving right up your right leg, right foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, hip, and groin, turning the corner at the groin to connect to that core energy flow. And now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to shift your focus to that obstructed experience, your face right in it. Shift your focus to that whole sense when you've been pressed right into this area that you're working with in this exercise. Shift your focus to when you've been pressed right up against this area that you're working with in this exercise. Really recall what it feels like, what it's felt like when you've been right up against this limitation inside yourself or this repeating pattern of blockage that seems outside yourself. Recall the frustration, the urgency. Maybe you get angry at you. Recall that whole level. Really let yourself feel what that feels like as that energy is surged up your right leg, connecting at your hip to connect to your first chakra, and two flavors of energy are flooding up that core beam all the way to source, that core flow and that right leg flavor, both flooding all the way to source, completely linking that energy from planet right leg past the distinction at your hip, linking it right into that core flow. And be aware of an energy building now under your left foot. Building in through your left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, hip. Turning the corner at hip to connect at that first chakra energy. So that that flood of energy up that core is creating a suction, drawing energy up your left leg. And now I'd like you to let go of that first thought. You'll find that surprisingly easy. And shift now to that in the flow, in the groove experience. Shift now to that experience when things were just flowing, when you were completely in the flow, you chose it and labeled it earlier. Shift to that experience now. Even as a small fragment of your awareness is aware of an increased flood of energy in through your left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, hip, and turning the corner at your hip, connecting at first chakra, so that there's now three flavors of energy flowing. There's that core beam of energy that's creating a flood and a suction that draws energy up your right leg and energy up your left leg. All three flavors flowing all the way up and into source. And I'd like you to take all of your awareness now to the energetic and physical point in your body just in front of your tailbone. It's called your first chakra. Take all of your awareness to that first chakra. Take all of that awareness to that first chakra. And imagine that you could feel all three flavors of energy, a core flow, a right leg flow, a left leg flow. But I want you to notice in that experience of when you were in the groove, when you were in the flow, when things were flowing for you, I want you to notice as if there's a frequency to that. As if you were to look, that frequency's always been there. When you're in the groove and things are flowing, you're very much immersed in that frequency. When things are off kilter, it just means that that frequency is subjugated or under a little bit. But as if that frequency were the frequency of you, and that it's always been there, just sometimes brighter and closer to your experience, and other times dimmer and further back. And being aware of a flood of energy building from the first chakra, coming straight out the top of the first chakra, straight up and into the second chakra in your low belly, flooding that second chakra. And I'd like for you to imagine now, notice now, what it feels like to be alive and in this body and in this lifetime when you're in that frequency which is you. What it feels like to be alive and in this body and in this lifetime when you're in that frequency that is you. Just let yourself really feel that. What it feels like to be alive and in this body and in this lifetime when you're in that frequency. Feel how freely you move. Feel how lightly your thoughts move. Feel how easily you see possibilities, options, and solutions. Feel how easily things come together. Imagine that as if you could track that experience back a few years, a lot of years, even to those moments in childhood when you most would have felt connected to you and in the flow. Even to those moments in childhood when you most would have felt connected to you and in the flow. In this frequency, in this body, in this lifetime. Feel the lightness of that, the ease of that, the clarity of that. Almost we could call it a certainty of that. And in the fragment of your awareness, be aware of that energy building out the top of that second chakra in your low belly, building up into an energy reservoir in your upper abdomen. Filling, flooding, and expanding that energy reservoir. And I'd like you to imagine as if you could find that core flow, that core frequency, that central vibration, that who I am, that what it is I am. I'd like you to imagine that you could find that core flow, that core frequency, that core sense of alive. And as if everything else around that were just layers. Layers of resistance, hesitation, layers of upbringing and notions and ideas and impressions and resistances and inhibition. And as if you could just unzip or unbutton those layers like a heavy coat and just drop them right off the back of you. As if all of those were just layers that you could unzip or unbutton and just drop right off the back of you, the same way that you could drop a heavy coat. Feeling as if that would then be moving that brighter inner core forward, in the same way that if cars on the other side are backing up, it suddenly feels like you're moving forward. As you drop those layers off the back of you, as if you could feel that like your core light was moving forward, your brightness of spirit was moving forward, even as those other layers of beliefs and conclusions and confusions and overlays and imprints and hesitations and just lostness got lifted further and further up and away beyond your attachment to them. Until it could just be dissolved as neutral energy, and with a fragment of your awareness, be aware of energy expanding in that core reservoir, stretching it even as it flows on up into the bottom of your third chakra at your solar plexus level, filling and flooding that third chakra. And what I'd like for you to focus on now is let them all go. Suppose everybody you knew and everybody you cared about, let them all go for just this moment, as if their choices and their conclusions were simply their life path unfolding. Let them go as if their choices and their conclusions were simply their life path unfolding. And as if their choices and their conclusions were their life path unfolding, their discovery, even if those choices were based on something you said or did, or something they thought you said or did, or something you meant, or something they thought you meant, or something they thought you should have said or should have done or should have meant. Let them go, even if those choices were somehow based on you. Let them go as if their choices and their outcomes are their life path and their learning unfolding. And at the same time, let you go as if your choices and your outcomes have simply been your life path unfolding. They've been what got you here now. They've been what it took for you to get here now. Some of your worst choices have had your most favorable long-term outcomes because they woke you up. Let them go, let you go, as if your choices and your outcomes have simply been your life path unfolding. And in your deep consciousness, aware of energy building in that third chakra, building all the way up to heart level, flooding into your fourth chakra at your heart, feeling that. And now what I'd like you to focus on is the experience you have that I'll call it your heart singing. When you experience beauty in nature, I'd like you to focus on the experience you have when you experience beauty in nature. Just focus on the experience you have when you experience beauty in nature. Imagine how it makes your heart sing. Trees, vistas, mountains, oceans, dolphins, whales, baby ducks, kittens. Just let yourself feel how it makes your heart sing when you experience beauty in nature. And then I'd like you to add to that how your heart sings when you experience man-made beauty. Music, art, sculpture, architecture, a perfectly built bridge, an exquisitely well-engineered 16-valve engine or 16-cylinder engine. Add those two together. When you experience beauty in nature and when you experience how your heart sings when you experience man-made beauty, add to that how your heart sings when you experience your love of another creature, human or beyond. Two-legged, four-legged, fur, feathers, scales. And in a fragment of your awareness, be of energy building through that heart chakra, building up right at the top of the heart and up into the chakra at the base of your throat, the fifth chakra. Now I'd like you to really stretch your imagination. Imagine how relaxed you would be if you knew you would be heard when you needed to be heard. Imagine how relaxed you would be if you knew you would be heard when you needed to be heard. And add to that how relaxed you'd be if you knew you'd be heard for your intent, even if that were beyond your words. Let yourself really imagine, create, and experience just how relaxed you would be if you knew you would always be heard for your intent, even if that were beyond your words. Fragment of your awareness, be aware of energy building out the top of your throat chakra, straight on up into the sixth chakra in the center of your head, lighting and expanding that. And now what I'd like for you to notice is how often have you known things that your mind wouldn't let you know till you argued with you or debated with you or till someone else validated it? How often have you known things that your mind wouldn't let you know? Till you argued with you or debated with you or till someone else validated it. How would it feel? How quiet would it be to simply know what you know? How quiet would it be to simply know what you know? So that your best thoughts were the thoughts that came forward, so that your mind could drop all of that artificial and superfluous inner argument and simply know what it knows. Because it already knows what it will agree with. It already knows what it won't know. How could it feel for you to simply know what you know? For your mind to drop all of that superfluous and artificial inner argument and to just simply know what you know. And in a fragment of your awareness, be aware of energy building right at the top of that sixth chakra in the center of your head, right on up into the seventh chakra at the crown of your head, popping that seventh chakra open and expanding it, expanding that heightened awareness. And at this point, what I'd like for you to do is imagine that you can feel yourself as an energy field, no longer shaped by a body, but simply as an energy field. Maybe it's inside the dimensions of where your body was. Maybe it's beyond the dimensions of where your body was. Imagine you could feel yourself as an energy field. And if you were going to describe that energy field as a flow of light, what sort of color would you be imagining you would describe it as? Would it be a single color? Would it be a movement of colors? Would it be a flow of color? And if you were to stretch your imagination even further to imagine that energy flow, describing it as a description of sound, how would you describe it as sound? Would it be a single tone? Would it be musical chords? Would it be a flow of music and chords? Would it for you instead be a sense of a frequency or a flavor? Or a scent? Focus on that. And now imagine how you would experience that energy field. How would the color and light, music and tone, frequency, flavor, scent shift in the experience of you being completely connected to and flowing from your highest level of inspiration, your highest essence, your source? Imagine yourself now at that energy state, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your essence, your source. And just bring your focus to that sense of color and light, music and sound, flavor and scent, frequency and tone. Connected to, in the experience of, your highest inspiration, your essence, your source. Even as a fragment of your awareness is aware of energy building under your left foot, moving into every cell of your body, muscle, tissue, sinew, flesh, bone, blood, lymph, cranial sacral fluid flow into the cells and the spaces between the cells, building that energy through every cell of your foot and up into your left ankle and up into your left calf. Bring your primary focus back to you at that state, connected in the state of your highest inspiration, directly connected to your highest essence, your source, music and light, color, sound, tone, flavor, frequency, scent. Feeling that energy building into every cell of your left knee, left calf, left thigh, muscle, tissue, sinew, flesh, bone, bone marrow, fluid flows, blood, lymph, cranial sacral, electrical flows, nerve flow, electricity flow, in the cells between the cells, building that frequency, moving through the distinction at every cell, all the way to your left hip and all the way across your pelvic cradle, large muscles, lower organs, reproductive organs, that connected sense, muscles, bones, tissue, sinew, flesh, blood flow, liquid flow, lymph flow, cranial sacral flow, electrical flow, nerve flow. Bringing your primary focus back to that whole experience of color and light, music and sound, fragrance and frequency, scent and tone. in the experience of your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing directly from your highest essence, your highest frequency, your source. Energy building muscle tissue, sinew, flesh, bone through the organs and muscles and large bones of your upper abdomen all the way across the organs of your abdomen, in the cells, between the cells, in the organs, between the organs, permeating through the disconnect and the distinction of every cell until that frequency is inside every cell, muscle tissue, sinew, flesh, bone marrow, liquid flows, blood, lymph, cranial, sacral, electrical flows, nerve flows. Bringing your primary focus back to color and light, music and sound. In the experience of your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing directly from your highest essence, your source. That energy building into every cell of your upper abdomen, the large muscles of your diaphragm, working all the way up your spinal cord, the nerve flow of your spinal cord, the liquid flow of your spinal cord, the bone and bone marrow of your spinal column. Muscle tissue, sinew, flesh, bone, the large muscles of your back, the large muscles of your abdomen, all the way across the large muscles of your diaphragm, into the ribs and bone marrow of the ribs, muscle tissue, sinew, flesh, bone, energy into every cell and the spaces between the cells. Bringing your primary focus back to that sense of color and light, music and tone, frequency, flavor, scent, tonality, of the experience of, immersed in the experience of, your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing directly from your highest essence, your source. Feeling yourself as that light, feeling as that light builds and penetrates every cell in your body, the spaces between the cells, every organ in your body, the spaces between your organ, every fluid in your body, the spaces between the cells in the fluid. Every atom of your body building that energy into every cell in your body, including the fuel and foods and waste in your digestive tract and in the contributions from each of your digestive organs. Bringing yourself back to that sense of color and light, music and sound, flavor, frequency, sense, tone. In the experience of your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing directly from your highest essence, your source. As a fragment of your awareness is aware of that energy building up into your lungs, upper ribs, the bones and bone marrow of your ribs, your breast and breast tissue, the large muscles of your back building all the way through your upper chest and expanding out into your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers, fingernails, every cell in your body in the space between cells, fluctuating, vibrating with ease. Energy in, matter in, energy out, energy in, matter out, energy in, matter out, vibration in every cell in the space between the cells. Bringing your focus back to the color and light, music and sound, that flavor and frequency, tonality and scent. In the experience of your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing directly from your highest essence, your source. Aware of that energy building into the glands of your throat, the muscles of your neck and throat, the muscles all the way up into your head, the muscles of your jaw, through all of the tissue of your brain and your face, eyes all the way to brain, ears all the way to brain, sense of smell all the way to brain, sense of taste all the way to brain, sense of hearing all the way to brain, sense of physical touch, nerve flow, all the way to brain, all the way to nerve flow of skin, internal and external. Bringing your primary focus back to that sense of color and light, music and sound, that frequency, flavor, tone, scent, in that experience of your highest inspiration, connected to, flowing directly from your highest essence, your source. Feeling as that energy is building in through the left foot, building that intensity into every cell in your body until it builds it intensely enough, it moves past the distinction at your right hip and groin out to your right thigh. Muscle tissue, sinew, flesh, bone marrow, liquid flows, blood, lymph, cerebral spinal, electrical flows, nerve flows, energy flows, digestion flows, all the way out to your right knee, right calf, right ankle, right foot, until your entire body, every cell of your body, the space between your cells, every organ of your body, the space between your organs, every fluid in your body, the space between the fluids, building to that frequency, including undigested and digested matter, passing through your digestive tract and the contributions of all of your organs, muscles, tissue, sinew, flesh, bones, fluids. bringing your primary focus back to your sense of yourself as color and light, music and sound, connected to and the state of your highest inspiration, connected to and flowing from your highest essence, your source. Feeling your entire body lighting up. And that allows one pass through, just allowing yourself to recognize yourself as this energy field, this energy flow, and that everything is that's more compressed than that is simply compressed energy free floating in this energy flow. It's simply compressed energy free floating in this energy flow. Allowing those energy compressed packages to simply be free floating, to be lifted up and out and away, extended beyond your attachment to them until they can simply dissolve into free-floating neutral energy. Really allowing on an even finer level, letting yourself feel yourself as that energy field, color and light, music and sound, and that everything that's more compressed and stabilized and more dense than that is simply free-floating, available to be lifted up and out and away. Dissolved into pure flow neutral energy. And that allows for a flood of energy in through your left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, hip, and groin, flooding right on up and into the core essence of you, deep inside your torso. Energy flooding in on your left, all the way into that core essence, in that deep inside your torso, flooding, filling, popping open that core essence, allowing it to radiate light out behind you, in front of you, above you, below you, beside you. Energy continuing to flood in and expand that core essence until it actually creates an overflow of energy, attuned to and sweetened by that core essence, overflowing out past the distinction at your right hip and groin to your right thigh, right knee, right calf, right ankle, right foot, and on out into reality. Energy flooding in on your left all the way to your core essence and overflowing out your right and into your reality. Fine energy lines forming an energy field that radiate all the way around you, reflecting that core essence frequency back to you, magnetizing you towards circumstances and people that reflect that core essence, and magnetizing circumstances and people toward you that reflect what you're setting in that core essence. I'd like to rent your driveway, as it were, coming out of nowhere, reflecting what you're setting in that core essence. And this allows us one last pass through with your permission, allowing us to lift out old conclusions. Conclusions formed in your childhood, early adulthood, and even before. These were conclusions based on things you were told or things you observed in your surroundings that you formed together into a structure to allow you to survive that childhood. And it worked. You survived. But you've reached a point where that structure has actually become a restriction, the same as your childhood wardrobe choices would be different now. That structure is also out of date for you now, allowing us to lift out that structure, because you're fully able now to interact with life based on the depth of your experiences and your experience in the moment. Well beyond the choices of structure you could have found and the solutions and strategies you could have found as a child. You're fully able now to interact with life based on the depth of your experience and your experience in the moment, allowing us to lift that structure right on up and out of there. Beyond your attachment to it, allowing it to simply dissolve into free-form neutral energy. This allows for a flood of energy in through your left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, hip, and groin, flooding right on up into your core essence. Flooding into your core essence. Flooding, filling, popping open that core essence. Even as it creates an expanded flow of energy, overflowing out past the distinction at your right hip and groin to your right thigh, right knee, right calf, right ankle, right foot, and on out into your reality. Feel it, imagine it, make it up. A flood of energy in from your left all the way to your core essence. A flood of core essence frequency energy flooding out your right, dropping the inhibitions and the distinctions and allowing it to simply flood. Filling out that energy field around you, reflecting that core essence back to you. And if you were listening to this recording and planning to go to sleep at the end of it, now would be the time for your body to move into a deep, restful sleep, sleeping at this elevated energy state, letting this elevated state, letting this elevated frequency permeate every cell in your body, letting every cell in your body relax and hydrate and gently cleanse, and allowing your body to move into a deep healing modality. Letting your body move into a deep healing modality, letting your body replace every inefficient copy cell with a cell based on original DNA programming at the absolute height of your available physical vitality or even beyond, and allowing your body to rebuild itself all from cells based on original DNA programming at the absolute height of your available physical vitality or even beyond, replacing every inefficient copy cell until it brings your entire body to a singular frequency, the frequency of your heightened initial DNA programming, so that your body can bring up even the food you intake as it moves through your system brought to this frequency, and so that your body can readily recognize any cell or cluster of cells that have gone off frequency and simply allow those cells to be burst and dissolved and used as raw material, continuing to heal and rebuild your body based on original DNA programming at the absolute height of your available physical vitality or even beyond. This healing modality moving you into deep, deep rest that allows you to sleep right on through until the time that you plan to awaken, awakening recharged, energized, vitalized with every step you take, reinforcing that flood of energy in on your left all the way to your core essence, and that expanded overflow of your power radiating out, flowing out through your right and radiating around you in every direction, reflecting that core essence spirit truth of you. If you were listening to and participating in this exercise and planning to rejoin your day at the end of it, now would be the time for you to make a decision and choose that each time you sleep in the future, you'll take a moment to remember this elevated state and to take yourself into that deep vibrational healing as you sleep. And now, as you plan to rejoin your day at the end of the exercise, now would be the time to give your body a big breath, just letting it stretch your neck and shoulders all the way to the palms of your hands and the arch of your feet. And with another big breath, just as you're ready, let it bring your eyes back open and bring you right on back into the room. Just with that next big breath, as you're ready, just let it bring your eyes back open and bring you right on back into the room. Welcome back.